Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. You know him as a member of the Board of Regents. You know him from the school board. But maybe you didn't know that Howard Rosenberg was an entertainment critic for 23 years on the CBS affiliate. We have him for the whole show today on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible, all in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. This show starts airing on Thanksgiving, and we have a lot to be thankful for. One of the things is Howard Rosenberg. We're not going to talk about school board issues today. We're going to talk your other career.
Oh.
Howard is the UNF Professor of Art and Art Education, and for 23 years, he was the film and entertainment critic for the local CBS affiliate here in town. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go back to your roots as we get started here.
Oh, good heavens.
When you were a kid, you traveled with your aunt, right? Mm-hmm. And your aunt was a big, big star in vaudeville burlesque. Tell us about who it was and how old you were and what you saw on the road.
There are two things that happen when you're very, very young. You're protected because you don't actually know what's going on. And number two, no one's told you you can't do something. So you just do it. And afterwards, it's like, oh my God, you could have been killed. You know, that kind of thing.
How old were you?
When I first met my great aunt Sophie, we're talking about Sophie Tucker. 90% of the people in the audience may not even know who Sophie Tucker
is. They
can
Google her because all they have to Google is the last of the Red Hot Mamas.
The Mamas. Well, when I first met her, I was 5 years old. And there were a whole bunch of nieces and nephews, but I was the favored one because when I first met her, it was in the dressing room of the Latin Quarter in Boston, and she handed me a hat pin, and she said, darling, come here. And she had newspaper opened up. She said, stick the pin wherever you want. So I stuck the pin. Who knew? It was the racing form. I picked the winner. I'm in like Flynn. That was my introduction to Aunt Soph.
Okay, and what was her act? Why was she called the last of the Red Hot Mamas?
She started out as what was called a coon shouter, because you could hear her in Fallon without a microphone if she were here in Reno. As she progressed through the vaudeville, burlesque, things like that, she was double entendre. And she would never say anything really dirty. It was blue, ever so slightly blue.
Kind of the Benny Hill of her day.
Mae West before there was Mae West.
Yeah.
Let me put it to you that way. Tucker was the one that first came up with, so you want to talk? Let's talk plain turkey. And it's that kind of a thing. She had a song written for my mother and my father when they were about to get married. And I've never forgotten it. I'm going to do real quick. Don't turn anything off. I have no voice. But there's a charming young lady among us tonight who this week is becoming a bride. I wish her success and real happiness with the lucky young man at her side. I hope she won't mind and won't take offense if I give her a bit of advice. After all, I've had some experience with the matrimonial dice. Three craps in a row. And that was the kind of thing that Tucker would sing. And people absolutely loved it. One of her biggest fans was the Queen of England, the present Queen of England, and her sister, Princess Margaret. And Tucker always said that if it weren't for the fact that Princess Margaret was born a princess, she'd have made one of the best entertainers that ever lived. So she knew the world, and they knew her.
So what kind of joints did you get to go around in, and what was going on backstage when you were a kid?
I think it was about 1951 that Mother said, do you want to go out to Las Vegas with Aunt Soph? And I said, what'll I do? She said, you'll be in a hotel. You'll be able to go to the pool. You know, you'll be okay. You might enjoy it. So I said, all right, fine. So we took the train. Tucker wouldn't fly. We took the train to Las Vegas, the old El Rancho Vegas, across the street from what was to be the Sahara. But I guess the El Rancho was one of the first. And the routine was very much the same. Tucker would do two shows a night, one at 8 o'clock, one at 10 o'clock, or in through there. We would have dinner before the show. Tucker would get into her costume. I would go back after the first show and just sit on the floor, you know, whatever. And people would come in, and I was introduced to the entire world. Didn't know who half of them were, and half of them I probably shouldn't have known who they were. But there was one thing that I will never forget if I live to be a million. The routine was dinner, watch the show, go back and sit with Aunt Soph while she got herself ready for the next show. Then I would go to bed. Okay, fine. This particular night, as I'm walking backstage, Aunt Soph is coming toward me with her mink coat on, and she's got another show to do. Where? Come. She grabs me by the hand and drags me out in front. We get a taxi. And we're going to the Riviera, the Versailles room at the Riviera. That's what it was. Okay, fine. At least I think that's what it was. In any case, we get to the Riviera, and Tucker is full steam ahead, and we're going to the showroom. People are parting like Moses parted the Red Sea, because, my God, it's Sophie Tucker. And she's got big curls in her hair. I mean, you couldn't miss her, believe me. In any case, we get back. She says, you wait here. The maitre d' comes over to me and says, what's she doing? I said, I have no idea. It seems as how my younger cousin, no, she wasn't younger, she was older, she'd have to be older, was involved with a gentleman. And Tucker got wind of it. And this was not the kind of gentleman that Aunt Soph wanted anyone involved with. And so I saw this man come out of the dressing room, the handsomest thing I've ever seen in my life, all gray, Sam, gray shoes, gray socks, gray tie. I mean, he was put together gorgeously. And this was Mr. Fisher. Hello, Mr. Fisher. And he was running. Tucker comes out afterwards and, all right, we can go back. And she wouldn't tell me what was going on. But my cousin Janet was in tears. I thought something was wrong. I found out later that it was not Mr. Fisher. He had another name. And he was from a group in Chicago. Do you need to say more? We don't play games with Aunt Soph when it comes to family. That's what I did for the 2 weeks, I guess, that we were in Las Vegas.
Your own version of Boardwalk Empire.
We'll take Hello.
A break. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Howard Rosenberg after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, The folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with, in this day, entertainment critic Howard Rosenberg. So Bill Cosby, big story.
Yes.
All these revelations from decades ago. Dick Gregory was saying in a broadcast I heard the other day, that these were different times 30 years ago. But I'm not sure that's an appropriate thing to say or justify any potential actions that may have been taken. But then again, I saw a documentary a couple of weeks ago of Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, there was nothing that he wouldn't do. And as many girlfriends, I think he was married 6 or 8 times, a couple of times to the same person.
Yep.
And that's not
necessarily bad. Right. My sister was married 6 times, twice to the same victim. I don't see that that's anything wrong.
Okay. Do you think Mr. Cosby, and you know, and the reason I'm asking you is because you know Bill Cosby
yes.
very well.
Not very well, but I know him.
Over the years, you've
yes.
known him very well.
Yes.
You know, in terms of crisis management, if he was not guilty, you would think he was screaming from the rafters, "I'm not guilty."
No.
Explain if you can.
Bill is very calm. I don't believe this for a minute. Sam, I sat with him in dressing rooms for a long, long time. Women would throw themselves at him. He was many times, I was protection, because we would sit and talk, and whoever the lady happened to be that, you know, that came to visit, Bill would give me a signal, "Don't leave. I don't want to be alone." Okay, fine. George, who took care of the entertainers downstairs at Harris, it was very careful who he let into the dressing room area, because Bill was constantly under that kind of situation. No, I don't believe it for a minute. And if indeed this happened, why didn't they say something when it happened? Don't tell me it's a different time. Wrong is wrong. You say it, and then everybody else is joining. Me too. What do they want? Publicity? Do they want money? What is it that they want? I mean, if indeed this did happen, you do something about it right then and there.
NBC has dropped the program that they were going to put together with him. And we understand that is from a basis of advertisers, because they will go after the advertisers, you'll get no sponsorship. I understand that. The one I didn't understand was Netflix dropping out, because they're not advertiser-based.
So I wish that I could tell you. I don't understand it. I mean, this man is a staple of entertainment and comedy. I mean, he's the father of the world. You know, it sort of reminds me of the Ingrid Bergman situation when she ran off to Italy with Rossellini. She didn't run off with Rossellini. She met him there to make a movie, and things happened. And they condemned her on the floor of the United States Senate. I would think the Senate might have something much better to do. but because she played nuns in a couple of pictures, oh my word, Saint Ingrid has fallen. Same kind of a situation with Bill. He's a human being, and people are slinging mud. This is the time you stand by a friend. You don't run away from him. If indeed it were true, that's a different story. I don't believe for an instant that it is. And in this country, I've always thought, you are innocent until you're proven guilty.
But not in the media.
The media. Now let's talk about something we can really get our teeth into.
I'm giving you the opening.
They've attacked.
But that's what happens to everybody. If you are
I've been through it. Hello?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you choose to be in the public spotlight, that's something that you deal with, and there, but for the grace of God, go all of us.
Exactly. By the same token, why should it be that way? Why? Why not give him the benefit of the doubt?
Because people have a desire to gain viewers. They have a desire to gain readers.
I don't think this is how they do it.
Of course it is.
No.
Oh, go back in history.
Sam, the National Enquirer is not what I would call one of our better newspapers.
And yet it has broken more big stories in the last decade than anybody else.
And Sam, you know, before that it was confidential and uncensored. We've had this kind of garbage going on for years and years. And I don't doubt for an instant some of it is probably true. I'm 80 years old, Sam. I believe in my friends. I believe in Bill Cosby. I think that he is just fine. He's got a wife. He's got some wonderful children. He's been through a rough, rough patch. And I think that, you know, Mike, just let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right, we'll take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
News 4, Lights of Tanea, and the Siena Hotel and Casino are teaming up with the Multiple Sclerosis Society to bring you Light Night at Tanea. December 6th from 5 to 8 p.m., come and enjoy cookies and hot chocolate, live ice sculptures, prizes, games, a Christmas choir, Santa and his helpers, a petting zoo, music, and of course, watch the Lights of Tanea. The Multiple Sclerosis Society will be accepting monetary and clothing donations all evening. For more information, log on to mynews4.com, a show the whole family will enjoy. Light Night at Tanea. This event is made possible by the Siena Hotel and Casino.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry. Most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg, an entertainment critic for 23 years on the CBS affiliate in Northern Nevada. When did we trade sex for violence in movies?
Oh,
and why?
What do you mean when? It's gone back and forth for at least 100 years.
I don't know. I mean, I think the last 25 years, there's been a lot more violence than there has been sex.
I think there's a lot of sexual violence. I mean, Sam, that's the thing that keeps the movies doing what they do. You never know exactly what you're going to see, who you're going to see, or how much of who you're going to see. There are a number of films that have come out in the last couple of years that they don't go because they're great art. They go to see something else.
Okay. Let's talk about a couple of the current movies that are out and reasons for their success. I went to see Girl Gone, and I had no idea about the movie. I'd read a couple of things, but it didn't really explain what was going on. My mind was somewhere else at the beginning of the movie, and that movie just sucked me in. I just thought it was a brilliantly told story.
Yes.
Your
thoughts
on it?
Yes. It's a good film. It's not a great film. It's a good film. However, it's doing quite a lot of business. Now, I think perhaps if you've been reading any of the local entertainment, not local, national entertainment rags, you will see that there are a number of things that people are going to see that film for. Amongst them are Ben Affleck. He's very popular. There's also some slight suggestive nudity that a lot of people are really looking for. The DVD is going to at least triple their sales.
It's kind of ironic in this modern era that something as not that...
I don't think you better get into that. Know where you're going. Don't go there.
Okay, Interstellar.
Interstellar. Gravity on steroids.
Yeah, you know, why can't people make movies less than 3 hours long?
Sam, it's a strange thing, especially when they know they're going to go on television. They can't play that whole thing on television. There is no way, unless they do it over a two-night period or something like that. I don't know. In the old days, the one thing that affected the length of a movie was what time is the last streetcar home. That's what did it. So it was than 1 hour and 30 minutes. Anything more than that, you missed the train. You ain't going to go and see the film.
Well, and also in those days, movie theaters only had one screen.
Yes.
And probably one showing that
night. Yes, and one box of popcorn that only cost 20 cents, 30 cents. When you went to the movies when you were a kid, do you remember what the first price you paid for a ticket was?
I have no idea. I went with my dad.
I do. Well, 8 cents.
8 cents.
And it wasn't Nickelodeon, Sam. It was the real thing. So there.
All right. So what are your students talking to you about these days when it comes to movies?
They're not going? No. Nope. The demographics have shifted, and they shifted rather drastically. The average age of a movie-going person these days is in their late 20s and 30s, moving up. I went to a movie the other day, I'm not telling you which one. The average age in the theater was deceased. We are talking old people like me. I didn't see one youngster anywhere. And I can usually tell where the youngsters are because the minute it comes on the screen, please turn off your cell phones. They all the blue lights go out. So I know exactly where they are.
But yet, a movie like Frozen was big with kids.
Yeah, again, but the demographic is younger kids. It's a neat movie. I am sick to death of looking at the costumes, but that's another problem.
Okay, but what does this portend for the next 20 years?
I don't think in 10 years we will have movies like we are used to seeing movies today. I don't think there's going to be a market for them. Television screens are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, I have, I think it's a 50-inch.
It's nothing.
Although, but my living room is this big, and I'm practically in the screen. Sorry, that's dumb. There's got to be another way around this, but that's where it's going. So what they're doing, and you can see portents of it coming, is they're showing opera live from the Met. That's dynamite stuff. And we're in perfect place for it because it's 8 o'clock there and it's 5 o'clock here. We get to see some really good stuff. But without that, and the classic movies. Have you seen the classic movies that they're playing now? Classic movies were made 5 years ago. They're now classics. So the ancient ones, I guess, are like papyrus. We don't even talk about them.
But it's interesting because at the same time, because you've been saying that movie theaters are going to be on the way out
right, for
a long time. But with Netflix, people are able to stream tons of movies at home or get the DVDs. But what's even more interesting is that they're binge-watching television shows.
Yes.
So if they fancy something, they can watch 5 years of it in 2 weekends.
Go over to Barnes & Noble and see what people are buying. They're buying whole seasons of television shows, so they can indeed binge-watch. But then you have that thing that you can, you know, what you were telling me about it the other day, that you can call up on television, a movie, if you want to pay for
Netflix,
viewer.
Yeah, something. Netflix,
that's right. I have no idea what he's talking about. But in any case, you were trying to tell me how to get these shows by just going online.
Right.
I had no idea what you're talking about. And what's more, I don't want to know. It scares the living daylights out of me.
Yes, but I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to show you.
Oh, okay, good. Actually, that's fine. You make house calls. Who knew? Who knew?
Howard Rosenberg, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you.
Here's to a great new year coming up.
Please do.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration, Bobby Page's. 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and with most plans, get a total home HD DVR included for life. Cable can't beat that.
Call to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. And ask about our next day installation. So talk to one of our experts today.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also go to iTunes and free of charge, you can download podcasts and video podcasts of all our shows. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.